This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Halsbury Chambers, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. It looks like we got some rain rolling in. Hope you guys are good out there. Had a good day. Had a good evening last night. And hope everything is good with you. I am excited to kind of dive into this conversation today. Excited to kind of do this, and I'm grateful to be in your company. Make sure you check out my good, decent people before we get into anything. Make sure you check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out. Shout out to Halsbury Chambers. Y'all call me. See if you want to do something nice here whilst we're into this particular space. So thank you so much for being able to kind of sponsor us and give us an opportunity to be able to do that, right? Like I said, you got to check out my good, decent people over at Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. You got to check them out. They are good and decent people every day. I like to tell you that because you need to know. You go down there, you can be able to get your personal insurance. You can be able to get insurance for that fleet that you got coming in and those plates that you got. Just check them out. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. And I'm sure my good friend, Ethric Bow, he should have something for you. So if you're in the market and you're looking for a job, if you want to be able to get into this particular space, he's always telling me, Howard, we're always looking for people. So go and check them out. 3411-AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South, right across the street from the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. And they'd be more than happy to assist you up to 5 o'clock on the weekdays and 2 o'clock on the weekend, Saturdays rather. All right, guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. The government to raise fuel margins. Prime Minister, increase will be manageable. For who? Jesus. Anyway, praise God. Let's just talk about it, right? Prime Minister says that the public should see lower BPL bills this month. After the Prime Minister has indicated to us by the end of June, we should see lower bills at that particular time. Which month it is? This month or last in July, right? Talk to me. I just got to get with clarity. I got to be able to see these things, right? So it says the coroner issues summonses to 13 officers involved in fatal shooting. Every single one of us in the country is waiting with bated breath to see what will come of this, whether or not this will lead to, because we read up on the stories, we read the information, we're waiting with bated breath to be able to see exactly what's what. Oh, I didn't know. Clint, I didn't know that you decided to do the show, The Rundown. I did not know. Consumers should begin to see lower electricity bills this month. Prime Minister Philip Braid David said last night, we are on the way in delivering the Bahamian people to the Bahamian people that which we have promised. And we promise that, yes, you will have affordable, reliable electricity in due course, said Davis while a guest on ZNS TV show The Rundown with host Clint Watson. Clint, I did not know that you did the show, The Rundown. Congratulations, my brother. He said, there's a hiccup in the bill for July and August, and that is now being corrected. what would that mean, Prime Minister? Is the hiccup going to be able to, do we just swallow the hiccup, or are you going to be able to alleviate us? what do we do with this hiccup, right? Come on, we can't, you know, hiccups don't stop. You got to hold your breath for the hiccup to stop, right? You got to drink water, hold your nose, turn your head up. What are we doing with this hiccup? Let's talk about this, right? He says, there is a hiccup at the bill for the month of July and August. He says, I invite them to look at what is coming for the month of September bills, and we will see where those savings will be coming. Prime Minister, you've said this to us before. And one thing with black people, and I think for all of us in this particular this conversation, one thing for us people, us Bahamian people, you can't tell us nothing. We looking for that thing to happen. And we look for July. You saw all over social media where persons indicated that, well, my bill was high. My bill was high. And this is something that the entire country is grappling with. The entire country is grappling with this. Bahamian citizens, we got to deal with something. We got to be able to deal with this. And I don't think we are equipped to do so in a casual approach. We got to be deliberate, focused, and determined to deal with this. We've already seen the government to raise fuel margins, right? The government to raise fuel margins. The Prime Minister, Brave Davis, said last night that the government has reached an agreement with the petroleum retailers to increase their margins. Davis said that the retailers will get a 25-cent increase on their gas margins and 15-cent increase on their diesel margin. It says that members of the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association, the BPRA, have been agitating for the increase for more than a year and have repeatedly said that their backs are against the wall. This association, the association planned to have a protest in front of Parliament tomorrow. Davis said that he's sympathetic. He's sympathetic. That's a strong word, not empathetic. He's sympathetic to the plight of the retailers and believes that now is a time for an increase. Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lot for us to take in. Whether you are the quasi-government or the phantom quasi-government that we perceive to be a quasi-government in Grand Bahama, that's really not so. There's only one government in the Bahamas that we've learned recently, right? Whether that you're wrestling with this sort of an idea for Grand Bahama Power Company and the significant increase and the lack of occupation in Grand Bahama, people, I understand that people are living in the dark, right? When I was in Grand Bahama, 2012, this is in, was it 2012? No, let me fix this for you. I went back home to try to be able to see the sentiment on the ground as it relates to the potential of me becoming a candidate in Central Grand Bahama and West Grand Bahama, right? This was in 2016. So it was back and forward between here and home. And, you know, you touch people and you just go and you're doing your little, it was a pre-campaign. It wasn't really a campaign. It was like a pre-campaign. So you touch the right people and you identify what you have to do. There were a few people who were assisting me in being able to do this and being able to kind of get information on the ground, right? And they had this young lady tag along, right? And she said she had to go home to get something, right? So I said, okay, no problem, I could drop you home. I had a van or something like that, right? And I said, okay, no problem, I could drop you home to get it and we can be able to get it. She said, okay, I live in Bahamia. So we pull up to Bahamia, right? This is in 2016. We pull up to Bahamia. And she gets out the car and she runs in and all of us sitting in the car and we're looking. And she runs into space, right? She opened the door and she ain't got on no light. So we waiting. I try to be serious with you. We waiting to see what's happening and she ain't got on no light. And she wait, we out here trying to figure out when she can cut on the outside light, when she can cut the inside light on to find this thing. She using her phone to get whatever she have to get. And then I realized that our electricity was off. Now we play, you know, we ain't talk about it, but we're looking at this and we realize that the issues are significant within Bahamian. People were losing their homes in 2016. Even before that, people were losing their homes. The entire community, the prestige associated with that particular community has demolished and gone down to nothing. And now in 2024, Grand Bahama Power, in conjunction with the Port Authority, needs to be able to ensure that they take care of their stakeholders no matter what. That's their responsibility. They got to take care of their stakeholders. So you see a significant increase, an increase in the midst of pandemic, they get an increase. And right after that, 2 years later, they're looking for another one. And simultaneously in Nassau, the government of the Bahamas is indicating that there should be an increase in this, that we've seen our light bills go up significantly. The people in Eleuthera are having issues. My God, what is happening in this country? What's happening in this country? It seems as though our government doesn't have a hold on things. It seems as though that things are tearing at the shreds, at the seams. That's what it seems like. And I want to talk about that. I want to open up the lines and have a conversation with y'all. Anton called the other day and Anton started to talk more specifically about the fact that he gave me some insight to things I did not know. I had no idea about this. Nor did I seek out information to find out about this. But he's indicated to me that the people of Eleuthera, South and Central, came to Clay Sweeting and said to him, Bulla, it is done for you. Unless you could fix this, this, and this. They unified their voices. They unified their positions. Obviously, it was FNM and PLP alike that came to him and said, if you don't get this straight, bop, you are done. Now I see over social media, they're saying about gimmicks. They're saying just a gimmick. I'm watching this. That he's created a reel to let persons across the nation, and more specifically in South and Central Eleuthera, know that we took care of this particular thing. Shots of infrastructure and development, shots of all these particular things, and it still ain't good enough. This administration has the wherewithal to be able to be victorious. Can I say this to you? But you're going to cost yourself a victory at the polls with your lackluster, lackadaisical approach to leadership. That's what it is. I just want to be decent with you. I want to be extremely decent with you. Your lackluster approach and your lack of productivity or proactivity in those particular spaces to identify what needs to be done. Members of Parliament, you got in on the ground too late. I tell you all, in October, we dealing with you all straight through. Let me get back and give you some more information about that. All the letters are done. The distribution has started. We've been able to do those things. Guys, the lines are going to be wide open. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Bahamas, are you ready? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, present the best of the best, raking, scraping, loading. This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year, featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby, Mama D, Fanshawe, Shine 242, The Falcons, and more. Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack locations. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242@gmail.com. And experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Mass. Break in, scrape, explosion, reloaded.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawny Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawny Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawnychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. The lines are wide open if you want to join in the conversation. It's just, I feel like it's just a bunch of jive. Can I say that? You know, and this is why I don't make well for politics, I suppose. I don't know. I keep trying to assess that within myself. I keep trying to assess that, right? I've had a very serious conversation with my wife about the potential of doing this, and she says, nah, it's not going to work. She said, by now, they should have been running you down, having conversations with you quietly to talk about these things, and if that doesn't happen, then they don't want you. I said, baby, I don't think that is happening. She said, listen to me, you are a disruptor. You are not one of those persons who are going to follow in suit with whatever the objectives are within the organization. You are not one of those persons who are going to fall in line. They can listen to you and see that. They hear your voice. They hear your convictions, and they don't want nothing to do with you. Right? I said, okay, I'm not going to fight you. This is a very serious conversation to be able to identify that, and I'm grateful for this kind of a space to give you the rundown, oh my God, and the foundation of the concepts and ideas that exist in this particular space. I'm grateful because I'm not here to create these concepts in your eye, in your mind, and project them from my mouth to your mind and give you the idea that the government is doing well. They're not. They're not. They're barely holding on to the management that they've been given. They've done nothing innovative. They've done nothing creative. They've done nothing outside of the box. And their own persons within their organizations are screaming that they're uncomfortable, that there's no satisfaction existing within their organization, that the populace, the public is being able to come out and say that we still have immigration issues. We still have social service issues. We still have occupational issues. We still have all these things. There's a significant influx and increase as it relates to the numbers of persons being able to come here. You're touting that and it's celebrating that. And there's still no money moving to the constituency, moving through the community rather. There's still things happening in this particular space. What is happening? I just want to talk with you. We pay in an arm and a leg for power. And the generation of power. And no one could think of anything else other than how can we ensure that the stakeholders are comfortable and content. No one could think about anything. Hold the press. Hold everything. Let's go out and shop a company globally and make sure all our stakeholders are comfortable with them. Once they're comfortable with them, then we can be able to incorporate them, create a concept, an idea, put everyone to the table. After we do that, then we can go to the public and say, this is what we've done. What y'all think? What we think is we can't afford this. That's what I think. We can't afford this. People paying two mortgage. They're paying a half a mortgage because you're only paying the arrears, which you owe BPL. And what I understand, what's happening in Grand Bahama, you don't even have the opportunity to pay the arrears anymore. You put something on the bill, they say, you got to come back by Friday and pay the entire bill off or you're done. This is bananas. These people, how they can live, Jesus? How? I can read this, then I can come to your call, right? So it says, Howard, please don't call Central and South Lutheran name because my brother, power and water still going off daily. This is the text. It says, he put that video for the rest of the Bahamas to think that the problem is solved. Maybe which is a lie. Just like how the government trying to give the impression that they're fighting the poor for the people. Time, not a thing, because not a thing happening in Freeport for the people. It's games and gimmicks. There's a text that's coming through. Guys, join me in the conversation, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259. 242-300-5720-422-4796. That's the text line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
What's up, Anton? Fresh out the gate. Happening with you?
Huh?
I say you're fresh out the gate. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I could be in the time crunch in a minute, so I just thought I'd get it out there before the time arrived. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Because you're coming over very low. I don't know. Maybe y'all can turn.
No, I'm right here. You can hear me now?
Yeah, a little better.
Yeah, okay, right here.
Okay, very, very powerful start to your conversations today, Howard. Let me just say that before I get into what I want to get into. Howard, frankly speaking, along the lines of what you're discussing, and when I speak, Howard, I speak as someone who is a genuine, dedicated, loyal supporter of the PLP,
mm-hmm.
in particular of the Prime Minister and the First Lady,
mm-hmm.
right? Someone who you can't buy me with money,
mm-hmm.
although we all need money to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You can't push me over with threats. You can't think that you can isolate me and shut me up or discourage me like some of the weak men around the Prime Minister,
mm-mm.
right? And like some of those weak men try to do with people like me, right? You either do right and you get praises, or you do wrong and you're called out. That's how someone like myself operates. Similar to what you display, your wife is right in what you expressed, in what she expressed and what you expressed to us that she expressed to you. I know, because I'm similar. I don't fit in. No part of my life have I ever just fitted in. That's not the way God designed people like me. And I believe clearly you are one of those individuals who doesn't just fit in either, mm-hmm. Howard. Can you hear me clearly, Howard?
I right here, Anton. Go ahead.
There was an underhanded... And just a quick note that I wrote while you was on break. There was an underhanded and hidden contempt. You understand what I mean by contempt, Howard?
Mm-hmm. Go on, explain it for everybody.
Okay. Contempt. Disregard for something that should be considered. This action displays an arrogant contempt for the wishes of the majority.
Mm-hmm.
A disregard for something that should be considered. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to what I'm saying, Howard. There was an underhanded and hidden contempt for PLP supporters by leadership, which turned into a bold-faced contempt for PLPs and the Bohemian people. Did you hear what I just said, Howard?
That's crazy.
There was an underhanded and hidden contempt
mm-hmm.
for PLP supporters by leadership, which turned into a bold-faced contempt for PLPs and the Bohemian people by some in the PLP. Howard, there is a taking for granted of PLPs and, by extent, the Bohemian people, which, Howard, and this isn't something new. I'm just saying it differently, Howard. I've said this to you over the last year or so on your show. Which, Howard, if not corrected, if not reversed, and not in mere talk, people are past the stage of just talk, but action. If not corrected and reversed in action, the PLP, we will cost ourselves the next general election. We will cost ourselves. Because there is nothing standing between us and victory except our performance, except our mindset, accept dirty mentalities within the PLP. Okay?
But if you continue in this course, I don't want you to win either.
Boy, I just want to be decent.
There can't be a casual conversation about the approach of what needs to happen in the Grand Bahama Port Authority and how the fact that you need to be able to collect your $357 million and this relentless approach to being able to deal with these things and this aggressive approach and then identifying from a political standpoint to pull down Michael Pintard, who trying to carry some water over to Eleuthera to show the PLP up, and now Clay is saying that we ain't into no gimmicks. We ain't into no gimmicks, and simultaneously people calling me and say, Howard, I don't know what Clay talking about. The power off daily over here. And in Grand Bahama, they got a schedule. They're about to put out a schedule for load shedding. What the hell is happening in this country? People can't even live decent lives.
Howard, I hear you very loud and very clear, which is why I decided to call in before my time crunch kicks in, right? I was compelled to call in after listening to you. Right, Howard? Howard, there is an awakening happening over this country, my brother. There is an awakening taking place within the organizations of established PLP and FNM political parties, my brother, amongst the supporters in the country. The awakening is taking place, Howard, as I continue to state, when people have reached their burden of suffering that they cannot take it on any longer, they cannot carry it any longer, people will respond and people will react, and that is what is happening, Howard.
I appreciate that. I agree with you. They can react strongly. I appreciate your call, man.
One more point before I go, Howard. One more point, please. Something that the government needs to do, Howard, and see, this goes back to having the right mindsets, the right level of thinkers in the room, which we lack right now. We lack it severely. Howard, we need to establish a body with it can willfully and in a timely manner, in real time, inform the government that when it makes a decision, these are the options that the government has to make a decision. This is the parameter that the government has to make that decision in, and this is the farthest or the least extent that decision can be made in regards to anything relating to economics in our country, anything relating to increase in cost in our country, rather than, Howard, just looking at one side of the equation, which typically is either the company owners or the government first. Because the biggest stakeholders in this country, Howard, are the Bahamian people, are the people who are residing here every day, who are citizens here, who are visitors here. We are the biggest stakeholders, and we are the last to be given the priority and consideration. Howard, there is a lack in the room. A lot of people don't know how to execute on a lot of the things that I just merely put out there on your show. There is a lack in the room, Howard. Thank you for the opportunity.
I appreciate that, man. The lack in the room is a disappointing thing to hear that. And I know that you know. I know that you're insightful enough to be able to identify those persons who are capable of doing things and those persons who are just merely go along with the get-along. No one is going to tell you the truth, that they're incapable. No one, ain't nobody can tell you that. If the prime minister see fit to be able to put John Doe in a particular position, and John Doe know that he's not capable of executing that, you think John can say, no, well, you know, PM, you know, I never had no training in this, eh? You think he can tell you that? No. The first thing he can say, well, how much you got to get for something like that? How much does that cost? What I can get from it? And you get these lackluster people who are looking for people who could barely manage and putting them in position. You all hate this country. You worse than Job. I know you cursed the day you born here. If you all believe in reincarnation, when you open your eyes and realize that you hear a Bahamian dialect, you were sick. Oh my God, I can't believe that. You hate the Bahamas for doing something like this. To relentlessly push and do you ain't doing nothing. Listen, y'all don't call me and give me no, well, Howard, technically, listen to me, man. What is the objective of you being in governance? What is the objective of you being in government? To ensure that you can alleviate and find forward movement and progression that all of us can wipe our eyes collectively. We don't need you to come with your handkerchief and dab around our eyes. We don't need you to do that. We will wipe our own eyes and give God praise for the new day. But we can't do that. We can't. None of us can do this. PLPs can't do this. FNMs can't do this. The indifferent can't do this. There are more persons rising up from independent standpoints, but a great deal of them can't even articulate what needs to be done from a governmental standpoint. All they know is they pissed off and some things need to be changed. So they're standing up and saying what they know what they say. A lot of them don't know what to say. But my God, they're giving to change some things. It's time for this thing to change. And unless and until we have government that's on the page of social and community productivity for this nation, we ain't gonna get nowhere. Who are we voting for? Because we like you? The people say they can't bid in South Elutra. Clay, I had you in the winning column. I promise you, Clay, I had you in the winning column. I say, Clay got this, boy. And just like that, you can see things shift. Now the people calling my phone in Nassau about issues that happening persistently in Eleuthera. I can see things on my phone on a daily basis about people who ain't bad. And for them to forget that they ain't bad, they smoking dope. I just won't be decent with you as I tell you what I'm looking at my phone. I had Chester in the winning column. The largest voice that I could hear coming out with a peculiar way of being able to articulate who he supports or doesn't support is from a young man in Exuma. And I already had Chester in the winning column. It says to me that the PLP is on the rocks. Quick break, guys. Let me take it. Be right back after this.
Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Try a taste of Italia with our new margarita pizza at Marco's. Enjoy this unique experience made with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and basil, all on our thin golden crust. Starting at just $13.95, you can upgrade your taste buds and have the margarita pizza delivered right to your doorstep. Visit your nearest Marco's location or order online at marcospizzabahamas.com and get yours today.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation.
I had to go back to the blueprint. I had to go back to the New Day manifesto that they actually put out there to be able to identify whether or not they've moved in certain directions and done these things. I tell you, I carry this in my briefcase just to be able to identify the state of the nation. They've been talking about these things. They break all these things down. They break everything down. Rescuing the economy, compassionate and social relief, strengthen the security. They talked about the reconstruction and the resiliency. They talked about Bahamian empowerment. They talked about all these things. They break it down. As you go throughout it, they break it down. They talk more specifically about the ease of doing business. And they talked about, I won't touch this. right? The guys, the lines are open. If you want to be able to call them, please do so, right? Enhance the ease of doing business in the Bahamas. Revamp the streamline the processes of the Bahamian Investment Authority, Register General, the Department of Inland Revenue, and other agencies to become one of the most business-friendly countries for local and foreign investors. Now, one of the things that has not happened is this highlight this one thing, local. It is one of the most difficult things on God's green earth to get business done as a black Bahamian man in this country. Yes, sir, let's be decent. Without your little tip money, you can't get nothing done. Amen? Let's just shoot straight with that. Let's shoot straight with that, okay? You can't, and don't ask, I'm telling you, I'm not asking you. You want me to get indecent and start calling names of people who have expectation in certain subdivisions? When I went to do business, oh, hey, Mr. Grant, how you doing? You look rich, is the words that came out of these people's mouth. Hello? You're looking for me to give you something? Miss, if you don't get my work done, well, you know, this is take 6 weeks. Well, Jesus God, this isn't the first time I get this thing done. This didn't take me 72 hours before. Why it take? You're looking for something, eh? Man, let's just shoot straight. Eh? Amen. I can't even get no amen, Jesus. Then the government put this on the table, and then they indicated that they're going to deal with these things like government contracts. Let's read this. My God, I just want to deal with y'all because every step of the way, the PLP has dropped the ball. Every step of the way. If it has to do with how we are receiving the PLP and whether or not we as a community feel that there is growth, development, progression for us out here, then for me, Howard Grant, as I raise my hand, I can say that I don't feel it. I'm not pursuing anything. And this ain't have nothing to do with the overarching objective of government if they just casually sit in this position and expect all engines to be able to fire at will. You need to be, there needs to be micromanagement if you seek to change anything. If you seek to change anything. But we knew that was going to be a problem when FNM say they ain't moving right off the top. You didn't even have the wherewithal and understanding that you have to identify those. And they don't even have the decency. So right off the top, we say, okay, well, your 100 days gone because you still ain't got these people out there. They fighting you for car. They fighting you for this. They fighting you for that. Okay, the PLP losing time. And then you're getting there. You ain't put your people in place. You are indecisive of who you put in place. You put friends in place rather than people who are familiar with what needs to get done. This is what you've done. And as a result of your proximity and familiarity to these particular people, we see non-productivity in these subsectors. You talk about government contracts, and you said that make government contracts open and transparent. You're using a system called Bonfire. How do I know? I know. I'm not fighting the system. I'm simply saying to you that Bonfire is yet another avenue and blockage from the objective of objectivity, of productivity. Yeah, because the scrutiny that you have to go through inland, the scrutiny that you have to go to NIB, the scrutiny that you have to go for your taxes and all these particular things before you can be able to get your TCC, before you can get your business license, then you got to go through another level of scrutiny for the Bonfire. This is bananas. Bananas. And I haven't heard no modification to the Commercial Enterprise Bill, the Commercial Enterprise Act, that those persons, if they can't find themselves active and being able to get access to these things within the space of 2 weeks, it's automatic. No, not for us. The woman tell me I got to wait 6 to 8 weeks. They get my, I said, what you mean? I got to wait 6 to 8 weeks. You see, indecency, they want you to pay them or give them a tip for expedience before they get anything. I don't even know you, miss. I don't know how good you is at what you do. Nobody recommend me to you. I came to you. I was assigned to you. The first thing out the people's mouth, boy, you look rich. I see you on TV. Hear you all the time. Have a great day. I called about 3 days later. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Mr. Grant, you just put this in there. Hold on a bit. See, y'all seem to forget that my mic is be hot. And God has allowed me to travel through tribulation of these particular entities so I could come and say to the world and embarrass you, your last name, and the man who married you. Because you're looking for something from people. Indecent. You wouldn't even give God space to bless you. You make a demand up front without occupation, it is bananas. I'm not going to fight you. But this is what exists in this country. This is what exists here. My God, I shouldn't have to call the manager every Jesus time I need something done. Not because I'm Howard, because I'm disappointed with the customer service that you're rendering to me. But this is what we're living with. Let me see if I can take a call. Call on the line, go ahead.
So that doesn't be my neck.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Sparky? Go ahead.
Hey, man, I hear the feeling in your heart, your brain, and your liver. And I give you some of my feeling, my heart, brain, and my liver, too. You had me on hold for 11 minutes and 53 seconds. But anyway, God bless you. But listening, are you still there?
I'm right here, Sparky. Go ahead.
Listening to Antoine, I remember Antoine during the time of the reign of King Perry Christie, before Minnis came in. Then the only thing he wanted from out was the Right Honorable Perry Christie. Every day, all day, this day, the next day, all over, everywhere with Antoine, with the Right Honorable. Then Perry Christie disappeared. Then Minnis came in. And I could comfortably say, majority of us went through horror. We went through Damien the Hurricane, Darren the Hurricane, we went through the COVID, we went through all of that. It's like the whole country went through horror, the lockdowns and all of this and that and the next. And then during that time, Sparky and everybody, we fought like hell to get Brave and the New Day government elected. We were successful then. And I think that I could say safely that Sparky was one of the champions then in bringing Brave and the New Day government together and to victory. Thanks for that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm agreeing with Antoine again.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there, Howard?
I'm ready, Sparky. Go ahead.
Now I'm starting to agree with Antoine again that we fought like hell to get Brave and the New Day government together again. Now my friends are saying, Sparky, why are you talking out against the PLP? I say, no. I'm not talking out against the PLP. I'm talking about against the government. Now you are the government. And when you were in opposition, you promised this and you promised that. And you told us everything, but what Minister was doing wrong and all this kind of thing. Now you are in the seat of power. Overwhelmingly. And now we, even the PLPs, are complaining about we need to tell the king, not King Charles, but King Brave, that Brave, you're a cold cat as you think you are. And I agree with Antoine. Some of these new rookie MPs that we fought so hard to put in there, like my MP, which has three ministries,
mm-hmm.
And Fred Mitchell told all of them, answer your phones. Answer your voice up. Answer the texts.
Mm-hmm.
They refused to even remember how hard we worked to get them elected.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have abandoned us. And how would I say to the king, babe, these weaklings around you appear to be a one-time in and a one-time out. Leslie Miller, the police case say, he don't see 25 gone. The police case say, he don't see 25 PLBs gone. Because now they reached the seat of power and they telling the king, King Brave, that he has a nice, strong armor on, while me and Antoine telling King Brave, now, babe, look around you, bro. You need to put on some clothes.
Wow.
You need to, I'm not talking bad against my boss, Brave. I love Brave. He's my old school mate and all that kind of thing. He's a valley boy. We go up together, church together, King Brave. Like Antoine tell you now, like Sparky tell you now, look around, go in your closet, start putting on some armor and some new clothes, because some of these rookies around you, they've been in there for one shot deal. They could get filthy rich, they go up. They could do.
Wow.
And they're going to make a sale no more. They ain't gonna see them no more. They one time members of Parliament.
Wow.
How are they gone? I was scared of my own MP. I fight hard to get him in there. Now I can't even get to talk to him. Have a good day.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate you. I can read this text which you all said, but Sparky, when I get back, y'all are decent. But I want to say this to you, though. I just need to say this. Y'all got to be able to accept ridicule. You got to be able to accept the indifference. I do believe that Brave Davis' seat is still secured. Now, I'm not saying that he is guaranteed. I don't know whether or not the sentiment has shifted from the South. I haven't heard anything. Understood. His commitment to his constituency, I believe that Brave is going to be, he's going to be okay. Okay? I believe that he still retained the position for leader of the PLP. Though we're hearing some things and some ruckus about Exuma, I believe that when Chester put his put the piece down to be able to apply pressure in his constituency, I believe that he can be straight. I didn't tell you, I believe that. I believe that. Now, I could be wrong because the fella, you know, Sparky just called former Prime Minister Perry Christie, you know, King Christie, right? But if you remember during the campaign time when we saw, I think it was on ZNS, I can't remember what it was, or Our News, one of them, right? We saw the clip was coming through and the guys was on the back of the truck. They said, oh, look at Jesus Christie. Do you remember this? The sentiment had already shifted in Centerville. This is where we are in this country right now. Some fellas are going to be casualties of war. Only if you lackluster and laid back, you have to get murdered from a political standpoint. You lackluster and laid back, you ain't doing no push-ups, you ain't in your constituency, you ain't battle ready. You got to get taken out. Let's deal with these things. When we get back, we're going to talk about it right after this.
The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon here, being able to talk about some stuff. Listen, man, I think my feathers are ruffled from an economic standpoint, from a sustainability standpoint, from a community standpoint, from a political standpoint, as we actually being able to give us, they're peacocking. Come on, talk to me. They're peacocking, right? So they're showing you the pizzazz and batting their eyes and showing you the dazzle of their tail feather, but not necessarily being able to apply themselves to the things that they write down and we keep in. My God, we ingest in the day. We eating this information and expect you to be able to check it off with already in our system. We looking at this. Number four, support entrepreneurs. This is number four for the PRP, empowering Bahamians. Support for entrepreneurs. We will immediately inject $50 million to fund entrepreneurial development and up to $250 million over 5 years. Somebody call me and tell me if this has actually been done. Create a tax relief incentive for small and medium enterprises. Seek to support the cottage industry, which is the Airbnb. You really should have put a subsector here and say, eradicate the concept of being able to utilize Airbnb and creating your own subsector that persons using this will not be taxed. But if you use Airbnb, you will be taxed. You have to create these things. Come on, let's talk. So it says incentivize the joint ventures between foreign and local investors. I need to hear more information about this. You're going on to tell me about a home sweet home program. What about Bahamians, including those living abroad, will be encouraged and incentivized to build homes throughout the family islands and as an investment opportunity for second homes, rental units, and Airbnbs? This is what you said. Develop a program via Small Business Development Center to fund Airbnbs. This is what you said to deal with the res. That's what you've said. You've indicated this. It says government arrears. Address arrears within government vendors and salary arrears owned to public servants. This is what you've indicated that you would do. You write this down on the paper. This is what people ingesting. And this is where we are. You haven't done these things. Let's rectify these issues. Right? Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to be a part of it. This thing is heavy on me. E-Bahamas Revolution. Advance the Bahamas as a digital society inclusive of smart technology. Further digitization, automation, and government departments and agencies. Create a digital national ID card. Utilization of a data mining and analytics to enhance efficiency and decision making. Provisions for specialized training in the area of technology. Provide free Wi-Fi in designated community centers and public parks throughout the islands of the Bahamas. Further advance making payments for government services cashless. Integration of government service solutions. Encourage culture to online education, training, e-commerce, and telemedicine and e-government. This is bananas. Great ideas, you know. These are excellent. But if you don't have someone to execute these things to see it come to fruition and realization, all this is more words that you deliver to the Bahamian people, that you've rendered unto us, that we kick like cans down the street as we shuffle trying to find our way in the tribulation that we call the Bahamas now. That's all. You have words up to our ankle, now up to our waist. And we pray to God it don't get no higher. All we doing is swimming in words. For at least like alphabet soup, some of these words to come together to make a sentence, and we could be able to articulate that and say it to the universe that this administration has done this thing. But other than that, all these just is words. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, man.
What's up?
I'm not going to grade them.
Okay.
But I believe the PLP needs another chance.
The PLP?
Yeah.
But you have to make a case for that. You can't just, You got to make a case for that.
Well, the thing is that I see some things, more things they need to be done. And what I see going on now, you just give them another chance. And I know Ms. Kobe, she's going to get back in.
That is not what Elizabeth said to me. That is not what the people from Elizabeth have said to me.
Bahamas, the big elephant out west, they can knock that down, make that into 400 rooms. You know, some things, they're doing some things. And, you know, and I feel like some things they can just keep quiet on. Don't talk no more about the building the house and stuff. Just go and build it. And when they can build it, come to the people and let the people know. Like they say, the light bill going down. The same month,
in July.
Stuff like that. No, something is happening, man.
Yeah, but you can't just come here and say it to me. You can't. Hold on, wait. You just can't come here and say to me on the radio where everyone could hear your voice across the length and breadth of not only this island, but the country and wherever they are. You just can't come here casually without at least a listing of what they have done to be able to counter what I've said. Because I'm reading from their book. This is the New Day Manifesto or Blueprint for Change that I'm reading from. And I'm saying to you, most of these things have not been realized. They haven't been realized. And if you are saying to me some good things are happening, first thing you say, they can knock the elephant down. I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, and then they can build 400. How in the hell?
Cable Beach Hotel?
The Cable Beach Hotel?
Yeah, out west. What used to be Cable Beach Hotel?
The Malia Hotel?
Yeah.
Well, that is a private entity. And it will definitely provide jobs and opportunities. But that is a private entity. We want to know what the government has done. Talk to me.
You don't feel something?
No, I don't feel nothing. I numb.
Doing Mr. Mr. Grant?
I numb. I don't feel nothing.
You ain't feel nothing?
No.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion.
But this, I'm telling you the sentiments of people who are not close to the proximity of power in the country. I'm telling you the sentiments of people who are disenfranchised, disassociated, and separate from the closeness of being able to talk to their MP or minister or even the prime minister to get something done for themselves. I'm saying to you that no one should have to go and look out their MP to get something done for them. MP should be working to create the infrastructure that all of us can access what we need to access.
That's true. Before I go, this is Mr. Pentad. This is Chance now. If he don't, nothing happen, he finished.
They can swallow Pentad with campaign, with the thing.
When I look at Lincoln Bain, Lincoln Bain already going to get but 18 members?
That's all right. Lincoln Bain got up 352 members. What difference I can make about whether or not Bahamian people are going to vote for an independent organization? I mean, not dissing. I'm simply asking the question.
But this one going down, I mean, all this go down in history, but this one going to be the election of the election, because I tell you, everybody is fighting to get back in, and Mr. Pendad is fighting like I don't know what, because he know somebody out to take that lead. Because if he don't do it, that's it. Thank you.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. We gotta shoot straight, man. I just talking with you based upon these things, and whether you like to believe it or not, I don't see difficulty in this. I don't. I know that there's complexity when you're dealing with human beings. I know that there is complexity when you're dealing with different emotions and concepts and ideas of what people believe should be the way forward. But that's why we yield to leadership. That's why we all being able to genuflect and come in accordance to what the vision has been cast by leadership. There's no care and concern about how anybody else's feel. Nobody else is concerned about these things. If leadership has cast a vision and all of us have concluded that this is an idea that we can get behind, and we get behind it to push it, it don't matter. Nothing else matter. The blueprint for change is a vision, and well-articulated, insightful vision that looked at all subsectors of the country, and they have not executed this well. Maybe the difficulty in being able to identify the fact that they should use a delivery unit to identify what's important, to dissect that, to put that on the whiteboard every day you come into the office. These are things that you can be able to mark off. They have not done that. They haven't done that. Now, if you want me to sit here and say to you what measures and mechanisms that you could put in place that I could type in whether or not you've done these things and pull it up, then, all right, you're going to need a consultant. You're going to need a consultant, a technological consultant that can be able to say, young people who are looking to contrast whether or not you've made these commitments in the blueprint for change and seeing the productivity on the ground, there's a way you could be able to bridge that gap. But you're not doing that. You're not doing these things. And so you have the traditional folks, the older folks who understand the way of culture and the way of politics in our country will call the show and say, well, you know, man, and well, Howard, you got to give them a chance, man. Give them another chance. He didn't give this one a chance. A chance for what? That doesn't happen. See, when you were younger, the divorce rate was almost non-existent because women endured these things. And men stayed for the purposes of the perception of society to ensure that they could be able to have a father in the home. Yeah, they endured that. But as time progressed, people are intolerant with this foolishness. They're intolerant with sweethearting. They're intolerant. You can bring germs to me too? Jesus, they're intolerant with these things. And so a different generation, this two generations pass, they are applying these principles of intolerance, but seeing that in the numbers. We're seeing that in the numbers. You can't just say, well, just give them another chance. I am saying to you, I believe that the PLP has a great opportunity to be able to win again. This is because I'm looking at the Free National Movement and I'm still waiting on the movement. I can see that they're free of Hubert Alexander Minnis. I can see that they're national in their objective in being able to eradicate Hubert Alexander Minnis. So they've gotten the first two. They're free, national. We've seen that on the day of their convention, but now we are waiting for the movement. And as soon as we've seen the movement from the perceived water boy that the Prime Minister has called Michael Pintard, they spin the entire thing and say this is a gimmick. The FNM has an uphill battle on a very slippery slope to be able to find victory. I can't say that it's impossible, but I can say if you're going with the rhythm of FNM, PLP, FNM, PLP, then the FNM is in. But if you're going with this sort of introspection as to whether or not they're capable of being able to do these things, and then you got to fight that with the PLP campaign mechanism, my God, you're getting up a slippery slope. You got to be able to be clear about these things. And let's shoot straight. Let me take this telephone call and then go to break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Boy, Howard, I you almost called me for get three times. When I called, fight and top up twice, man.
Caller, go ahead. Is the caller on the line? Sorry about that. 323-622-3252-324-316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720 or hit me up 422-4796. We're here. Let me take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is for the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant. The lines are wide open, 323-622-3232-5-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Brother Grant.
Hey.
I hope you're doing well. You sound so low.
Professor, what's happening with you? I'm right here, man. You
want to fix that? Major the Davis administration solved on behalf of the Bahamian people over the last 3 years. And here are the clear-cut benefits that come to the Bahamian people as a result of these major national problems having been solved. Can he answer that?
No, I can't answer that.
Did you hear that, Brother Grant?
Yes, I can hear that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, you're coming in.
Yeah, I can't answer it and say to you that the Davis
Did
administration...
Did he answer that in his speech? Because I didn't hear it last night.
No, I can't. No, he hasn't answered it. He hasn't.
These other things don't mean anything. As you said, the man put all kinds of things in his so-called blueprint. And many of it have never been achieved. And they'll never be achieved as long as he's in power for the next 2 years, whatever length of time.
Manifestos only need 2 pages. You got 5 years, 2 pages. Knock it out. Bam. And if you need another manifesto come midterm, get another 2 pages. Bam.
All he have to do, if he had any sense, is to give 3 major national problems that he has solved.
My God.
He may qualify for another term. But if he can't even do that, what do we give him 32 seats for? To do what? Just to say he got 32 seats?
My God.
And someone called on my show yesterday, say he want the man to win 5 seats in Grand Bahama.
Oh.
One caller. Who is the PLP?
They can win. The PLP can win 5 seats in Grand Bahama?
No, he wants the PLP to win 5 seats in Grand Bahama. They got 32 now. What are you doing with the 32? You see any major problems solved in this country? It's a lopsided foolishness.
Wow.
Why are you giving one party all these seats? All kind of problems. We got all kind of suicides. The man said over 400 suicides every year. Or attempted suicide.
A year.
Or combination thereof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any genuine Bahamians who commit any suicide. I look through 7 generations of my family. I can't find one single iota of evidence of suicidal attempts. None. None whatsoever.
Wow.
Tomorrow's my birthday, by the way.
Oh, well, happy birthday, man. Happy pre-birthday, Professor. We hope
Can
that you do well.
Grant?
Yes, sir. Happy pre-birthday. We pray that the Father watches over you and keeps you well.
Yeah, I can be here till the man come back.
Praise God. Enjoy yourself, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay.
Absolutely, my brother. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. 400 suicides annually. This is the information that came out. Or attempted suicides. Up to 400 attempted suicides annually. The significant modifications to the Mental Health Act. This is what we heard from the Minister of Health and Wellness yesterday, being able to talk about these things. He started to talk about how the approach to these things, you got to ask these questions, man. You got to ask these questions. That there was two persons over the weekend, I understand. A 24-year-old who was attempting to walk towards the Sydney Poitier Bridge. And obviously, I don't know how y'all know when they attempted to do this. I don't know if there are persons who make this declaration. I can't jump now. I don't know how you find this out before they actually do the act. But I believe in our society, this is a scream for help. I believe that. This morning, dropping my daughter to school, I had to get some change. I didn't have any change, so I stopped at the store right there on Blue Hill Road South and just got some bananas, got some other stuff to change this thing. And so as I was walking in the store, this young man sitting in the corner there by the ice machine asked me for a dollar. So he said, when you get out, you think you can get me a dollar? I said, I don't know. We'll see. Right? I walked in and there's an old man rushed to pack my bag. There's a bunch of people piled up, lined up on the inside. And I always leave a dollar or two with those persons, especially if I don't have nothing big. Right? And I determined within myself as I walked out with my bananas in hand in the little plastic bag, right? The little fruits bag. As I walked out with my bananas in hand, I'm not going to give this guy a dollar. I determined that. I said, these people inside here working. He outside here sitting down, and I heard a woman behind me when she was coming in saying, every Jesus morning, this boy be sitting out here asking me for dollar, asking me for my damn dollar. This is what she said when she was walking in. I determined when I was walking out, I'm not going to give this guy a dollar. So I'm walking out, and so without me making that declaration with my mouth, I just shrug him off. I said, we ain't gonna do it today, right? The guy says, well, can I have one of your bananas there? I said, what the hell is this? Are these people serious? And so I jumped in the truck with my daughter and I said that I think that some people have yielded to mental challenges. There are some functioning persons who have mental disabilities, or whether these disabilities or challenges come within their bloodline or their family, they are still functioning, productive citizens in our society. They understand how to get to a regiment. They understand how to get to a routine. They understand how to do these things, and they participate in society. They are part of a productive society. In fact, some of them have children. Tell me I lie. Someone say it, text me, Howard, lies. Some of these people who are identified clinically, been proven to have mental challenges, are still finding ways to produce socially and being able to be a part of a productive society. But there are some people who have given up, not just the ghost, the idea that they could be a productive citizen. And I gone into detail with my daughter, just me and her talking this morning as I drop her to school, right? And I said, I believe that these people never took advantages of the tools available to them to learn how to read, to learn how to write, to learn how to function, or maybe they didn't have access to these tools. And as a result of that, they are now matured or developed in their body, but they don't have the wherewithal to be able to navigate society. So me and her just talking. I said, so what you're seeing is a choice that they made. Not everybody, let's just be decent. Not everybody. But for the most part, what you see is a conscious choice that this is my occupation, to act crazy. Often when I hear people walking towards Sydney Poitier Bridge to jump off, I realize that this is only a scream for help. And I don't think a lot of us understand that, because the concept and idea about suicide, and then, you know, I should let the professionals talk about this, but we have to have a further conversation about mental health. The concept and idea in my mind is that these people, they want help. They haven't been given help. They don't know who to speak to. They don't know what to say. They can't articulate some of the indifference that's happening and the challenges that they're having. They don't know how to say this. They need someone to embrace them, to assist them, to be able to help them, to help guide them out of this turbulent period of their life. They don't know what to do. They haven't had a spiritual guide. They don't have a physical guide. They haven't had this nurturing for a very long time. And this, for some reason, is a loud panging in their brains that the only way out, the only solution that you have is the attempted suicide, or a suicide. A suicide. The PLP, in my view, can I say this? Well, I'm going to say it. Don't fight me, but I'm going to say it. This is 54 pages. 54 pages. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is 54 pages. And at the very last page, the PLP speaks about our legacy. And they start to tell you from 1967 to 2017, from 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, the things that the PLP have done. Okay? They laid it out, they stretched it out, they talked about those particular things. And in the midst of this, 54 pages is absolutely impossible for you to be able to achieve within 5 years period. Not even 5 years, because you need a whole year for transition. It is impossible. It is absolutely, it ain't even improbable. It is impossible for you to execute every single one of these with indifference that exists within your party, that you can't even get your own people on the same page. It's impossible for you to be able to see and realize every single page, 54 pages of productivity. You can't. And I think political organizations need to be more honest with us. It doesn't come from the enormity of the organization. It doesn't come from the body of the organization. It comes from you surmising and putting it up together. I look at it and I say, okay, this can be our blueprint to change. All right, now make it 5 pages. Break it down into 5 pages. You give me 100 pages, I say, okay, no problem. Break it into 20. All right, now break it into 5. Now we can execute on 5. My God, you should get one paper, bop, hit with bullet points. This is what we can do in 5 years. That's what you should do. Nobody have time to read all these things because they can hold you accountable for everything that you did not do. And with all reality, it's going to be almost impossible for you to be able to execute all these things. Mortgage relief, rent relief, homelessness, the disabled, expunge records, tackling crime, all these things. Urban renewal, inner city revitalization. All these things, cost of living, the RISE program, our seniors, all these things that we look at and that are great, they look beautiful on paper. This is good stuff. I must tell you, the PLP has done a tremendous job in being able to put this blueprint for change together. The concepts and ideas speak to a dispensation of progression and growth for the Bahama land, but it is almost impossible for them to realize their vision, their objectives, their goals, without taking into account that they're still navigating the treacherous, murky, sewage-filled waters of traditional politics in this country. That's what you're dealing with. Not just in this country. Sometimes the pipe leading out of your organization, the sewage pipe leads out of your political organization, into government, the sewage pipe of political, the political cesspit of traditional non-productive concepts sometimes spew right out of these organizations, the FNM and the PLP, into government. Contaminate government, and then you won't be able to hold up as you swim through it. You holding up in your hand, bouncing at the bottom, trying to be, well, we can get this done. How? You can't even make this water subside. And I ain't talking about Pinewood yet. You can't even make this water subside. Simple. Eradicate corruption or identify corruption and allow everyone to be dealt with. Get it done. Bam. The water start to subside. You clean the drains. The water start to subside instantaneously when people know they're getting to jail. Oh, Jesus. Let me stop that. But God, it was a good run, eh? It was a good run. But you come there and perpetuate the exact same thing, allegedly. And I'm not talking specifically. I'm talking about a general concept. You came in and you say, well, you know, we ain't gonna really deal with finance campaign reform. We ain't gonna really deal with freedom of information. But not right now. We can deal with those things. So the water rises. The sewage-filled water. And every so often you see a sanope and a rat bouncing through it. This is what the society dealing with. And that is why there is a stench that comes from politics in this country. Because some of these things need to be drained. This is a great concept from the PLP. This New Day manifesto. This New Day blueprint for change. Excellent. Excellent. This is one of the strongest that I've seen in this country over the past 20 years. Excellent. You understand me? But the truth is, if we can be bouncing in sewage water and you trying to hold up this manifesto to say we can get one or two things done, it's useless. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, Howard, how are you doing? C. Allen.
John. What's up, C. Allen?
Yeah, Howard, I want you to read the blueprint for change in all honesty and look at the 10-point plan, the basis for it.
But you could tell me you write that?
No, I'm not going
to. No, I say that to say because some of your language in there. Some of your language is in there.
I'm saying to you, to recover, rebuild, and revolutionize. And I say to you, everything in that could have been accomplished within the first 3 years. And so you know how you say planting trees? And then you begin to see fruit. First of all, you must recognize what governance is. Governance, when you go to government, they are there for legislative ability, policy, procedures, programs, processes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there to execute these things. We spend $40 million or more per month. I think maybe it's $50 million per month for a civil service and state-owned enterprises to execute the things that they put down as legislation and policies. And so when you start talking about a strategy for every single island, right? And if you look at that, the question is, have you seen a blueprint or strategy every single island?
No.
Okay. Have you seen the strategy to address homelessness? In fact,
no. They give me a bullet point to say that we can deal with this, but they haven't. They haven't given me a strategy and approach.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you, because mortgage relief was addressed part of it was adopted by Mr. Gregory Morse, brought it to the party when they were in the Prairie Christie administration, for which was rejected, and then now they try to revise it.
Well, let's read it so everybody, just for the edification of all those persons listening. So it says, for homelessness, it says, we will work with civil society, including churches, to establish halfway safe house program for the most vulnerable in our society. That's one.
Now, and then
That's all they have.
I'm saying to you, did you see what they say they will do it?
They say that we will work with the civil society, including churches. That's it.
But have they done that? Have you seen any legislation?
I haven't seen anything that.
Put there for the civil societies to go and build these things?
I haven't seen that. I haven't even seen the infrastructure.
I'm saying to you, policy, legislation and policies, you know, policies is just a statement by the minister. Just a statement.
Mm-hmm.
To just go it, you know, whether it be concessionary rates or whatever. You could go to mortgage relief and rent relief.
See what the mortgage relief say? The mortgage relief says, work with banks to keep Bahamians in their homes. Well, that's definitely not happening in Grand Bahama, unless Grand Bahamians
are
in Bahamians.
No, it's not happening anywhere.
Right? It says, through public-private partnership, devise a plan to waive or reduce the interest payment on qualifying mortgages. Immediately collaborate with banking institutions to find ways to save homes from being repossessed and amend relative legislation. I haven't seen these things. Talk to me about it.
That's what I'm saying. It hasn't been done. I mean, you could go through this entire plan. Let me tell you the easiest part of it, the part that you say may sound like me, the digitization.
Yes.
Because what happens is this. The digitization, digitalization, datification, and digital transformation enables Bohemian to execute this plan. And that has not happened. See, so when you start talking about the digital economy and data transformation and an e-revolution and these things is what enables you. Because when you say use, for instance, financial services and your digitization, right, and digitalization, you're talking about creating an environment that allows people like you, me, and others to use fintech and these property tech and other different things to bring about an ownership economy. And if you look under the Bahamas, their whole thing was to facilitate the fintech revolution, which would go beyond the DARE bill. That has not happened. Okay? So, and you say a digital economy. What have we done? I want you to go and look at a digital economy, and it mentioned artificial...
It says attract artificial intelligence experts.
Before
to the Bahamas,
the global craze. You remember before it became the global craze?
Right.
So it's there. It's there.
Attract artificial intelligence experts to the Bahamas.
Right.
To augment the Bahamian intellectual capital.
To produce
quality.
The person who developed this thing. I mean, I could. You know, it might surprise you, but in Parliament. Ginger Markey says she wrote this.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said in Parliament.
But why would that surprise me?
Okay, so, I mean...
you look at the problems. You need to stop
but,
and see
no, but let me just say this to you, right? What I'm simply saying is this, is that look at things like iGaming and e-gaming. You have a guy... what is his name? It's not... Armagon, right? That has been talking about e-gaming for years. It's now people like Saudi Arabia and whatever is investing hundreds of billions of dollars into it, into the e-gaming society. They just had an event over at Atlantis. You have the iGaming, which is two different things, would revolutionize the gaming industry and take it out of the hands of just an exclusive small grouping of few, because the gaming industry is a 100+ billion or whatever industry, but now would allow behemoths. Imagine, Howard, you with your little digital casino. All you have to do is find 10,000 customers out of the hundreds of millions across the world to come to you and lose, say, $1 a day or even $1 a week.
I keep floating. I'm making my money.
Yeah, I'm saying just $1 a day.
Yeah.
So I'm simply saying is this. What this country needs is we are in the 21st century, not the individuals who can write it down. but individuals who, remember I said to you the other day, let's have a show on the steps that is necessary to execute these. And that has, I've said for weeks, one of my avid supporters called me and said, man, please call in, man. You've been saying this for a long time if the PLP goes to the Blueprint for Change. The problem is, and I've challenged anyone in the Progressive Liberal Party, the Blueprint for Change requires 3 years of planting, a year of watering, before you begin to see growth in the development. Well, if none of this has been done, you cannot plant whatever. This is why you have the chairman now saying, we need two times to do what is necessary. But there was a lot of low-hanging fruits. Go to page 50 of the document.
Page 50? 50 or 51
of the document. The ones that they said, where they said to you, right? 51 of the document, I think it's 51 of the document, where it says, we will fully implement, we commit to fully implement Freedom of Information Act and Integrity Commission Act and the Boozman Act,
oh, New Public Discourse Act, Anti-Corruption
Act, Campaign Reform Act, Code of Conduct, Whistleblower Act, Electoral Reform Act, Procurement Act. Go back.
We commit fully to implementing the Freedom of Information Act and Integrity Commission Act.
They said it's not.
The Ombudsman Bill, the new Public Disclosure Act, the Anti-Corruption Act,
not on their list.
Campaign Finance Reform, the Code of Conduct, the Whistleblowers Act, Electoral Reform, and the Procurement Act. Many of which they've indicated a philosophical difference exists between them and the PLP and the FNM.
Okay, we're talking about a digital act where we want to know the citizens in the country, right? They have a digital ID. There, where everybody would have a digital ID.
This is heavy.
And data protection. You know, the cost of living. I mean, you could go through this thing. When we talk about disaster management, resiliency, and everything, the Prime Minister spent his time driving around or flying around the world. Actually, I use my brother's thing, where he says, my brother said to me all the time, whenever Philip Davis has a vacation, he will come to the Bahamas like the other tourists do, and we can then tell him what's wrong with us.
That is wild that you say something to them. See, Alan, I appreciate your telephone call. Let me take this break, my brother. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Want to know more about divorce, personal injury, wills, company formation, conveyances, and mortgages? Then sign up for Halsbury Chambers' 20th Annual Free Legal Clinic. Saturday, September 28th, 2024, Village Road North. Call 393-4551 to reserve your spot today. Space is limited. Lawyers available from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Consultations only. This is a community service event sponsored by Halsbury Chambers.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. National Development. This is the Foundation with Howard Grant. National Development. This is number 10. This is on page 50 of our 10-point plan, National Development, right? National Development, providing good governance that prioritizes Bahamians. This is number 10. The PLP will implement the National Development Plan initiated by the last PLP administration that provides a coordinated approach for inclusive national development to create more resilient and vibrant Bahamas, to create a more resilient and vibrant Bahamas. Vision 2040 provides a roadmap for the future development of the Bahamas and includes a comprehensive policy framework that will guide government decisions making an investment over the next 19 years. This initiative was developed in partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank and is in close cooperation with the University of the Bahamas and the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employees Confederation. Bananas. This is absolutely bananas. The scene says that the PLP hopes to, that we do our endeavor best, that they say that we will. But praise God that God ain't like man, because if God will and shall was the same thing as man's, my God, where would we be? Let's be decent, right? It goes on to say that good governance, the PLP, we commit to good governance with integrity and accountability. Bananas. This is what it says. That's the first bullet point. We commit to good governance with integrity and accountability. Then it goes on to say that we commit to fully implementing the Freedom of Information Act. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is, listen to me. This is crazy. I cannot tell my wife something like this. This is my contractual covenant that I've made with this woman. I can't make a commitment to her. You know, many husbands, if you love your wife especially, many husbands do their best, no matter if they're climbing out of poverty, no matter what situation, that they, after they've made a commitment to the ones that they love, they do their best to find, to realize that thing for their woman. And they beat themselves up. They deprive themselves to ensure that they can get to this. This is our covenant that we've made. As a man, I've made a covenant with you, and I promise I will, I shall, I must. That thing on my head every Jesus night I go to sleep, I think about that. But the PLP has gotten in office with a conglomerate, a body of men and women who has understood Bahamian politics for years. They've given us good words, right? The good rhythm of words, the good ideas, and they've aligned it with the time and dispensation that we lived in. And then when we gave them an opportunity, the first thing that we've seen is them to being able to, what Grammy say, turn cat gut. They turn over and left this concept and idea on the paper, but never applied it in real life. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. You're with us live. Go ahead, caller. You gone? Next caller. Go ahead, caller. Hey.
You need to tell us, all this knowledge he has. He needs to run the deputy of the Appleton
Town. He was the deputy. Well, he was the chairman of the UDP.
Oh, but he needs to go be the chairman for them, though. He got a lot of knowledge. Okay, thank you.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. I will read a couple of these. This is Howard. I'd like to monetize my YouTube page channel. It says the Bahamian businesses are purchasing Google ads but can't earn that money when their ads are placed in my clips. Governments make it happen. Okay, there's a text that's coming through. Howard, let me read this one. Anton ain't man enough to call out his party's clear leadership void. They talking dead circumspect. Say your PM is disappointed and stop running on. This is the text that's coming through, Anton. Say your PM is a disappointment and stop running on, man. People paying you by the word, eh? See, Howard, you're doing great. But can you let Anton call back and read those promises from the blueprint with all his chest? You all leave, Anton. I don't understand why all these people want to be with Anton. He says, we're going to get Diddy tapes faster than the Freedom of Information Act. Oh, of course. They already didn't indict Diddy. We can see that quickly. All right? This is Howard. See, Alan, full of words. That is because he get the answer for everything. He should be the prime minister. I need to stop. He should be the prime minister by now and cause that but he thinks that he have the answers for everything. Jimmy Neutron, this is what they say about Seattle. Seattle, let me read the text, don't fight me. Says, it's Howard. Please mention that people from Little Farmers Key Exumas have been without power off and on for the last 3 days and nights. And it has been bad for months. Also, the people of Staniel Key are having constant power outages. The old generators, my God, the old generators in Farmers Key and Staniel Key are in need of replacement. This is what they're saying. This is what they're saying. They ain't playing with y'all. It says, Howard, PLPs and the Bahamian people, these are two separate groups. This is why Bahamian people getting bad treatment, because Bahamian people ain't PLPs. He asked for food and you didn't give him the banana? No, he didn't ask for food. He asked for money. And I bought the banana for my children. She says, I get churned. That's what I bought it. That's for money for. Anyway, don't fight me. So he says, despite putting the blueprint for change, the PLP has now come outright saying that they don't want freedom of information. No, they didn't say that they don't want it. Let's get this clear. They didn't say that. The chairman of the PLP said that they have a philosophical difference. They philosophically differ from the Free National Movement as it relates to the Freedom of Information Act. That's what they've said. And most recently, the prime minister has indicated as the campaign finance reform that this may not necessarily be on the agenda at this particular juncture. And he stopped short of what the former prime minister has indicated to us the last go round. The next time for y'all, my God, let's just be, maybe this would be a blueprint for change 2.0 when we get back. So it says that the current regime don't need no more grace period. Whilst they party and travel, the Bahamian people suffering, all these PLP croonies need to get a life and stop talking. Well, you know I can't say that. Y'all need to stop. This is Howard. No one interested in hearing Anton spill PLP garbage. He's sick of it. This is Texas coming through. Y'all don't fight me. So it says, I don't blame the MPs. If you have a donkey, ride him. Oh, my God. This is a Texas coming through. It says, people, it's time to get rid of the PLP and the FNM. We have not. What the hell is that? To get rid of the FNM and the PLP, or we will not have a country soon. This is Texas coming through. So it says, Howard, the PM said last night that the increase in our electricity bill from June and July was due to a glitch in the system. He further stated that the issue would be resolved should we not be given a rebate. That's what I was asking. This government must go. This is Texas coming through. It says, Howard, these electricity bills are off the chain. It is literally paying two mortgages. Prices in food stores and are stocking up. It says, now gas going up. Oh, my God. The PM is out of touch. This is a text is coming through. I read these texts, right? Somebody sent me a text earlier. Did I read it? Did I read it? Wow. This is Howard. All of those things that you read in the former Blueprint for Change sounds a lot like C. Allen. Said, you sure he didn't write that influence that the document? He is always on Guardian saying that the PLP should go back to their blueprint for change. It's the text is coming through, right? Howard, Anton leaking out all the information about the PLP. Anton Sam. Tomorrow we're going to be able to see if my good, decent friend Garth will be able to join us in conversation as we continue to be able to chop these things down and have good conversations with you all. I thank you for your participation. And I just want the government to know that we don't hate you. I don't hate you. I got no problem with you, but I believe that you can do better if you focus and apply yourselves accordingly. There's no need to be able to create these gimmicks, these concepts, these ideas to cast in the mind of people what you're doing rather than actually doing it. Just get it done. Let's get it done. Make a commitment. Over the next 2 years, the PLP will get this done. Bam. The PLP will get this done. Bam. It says here that we will focus on economic growth and ease of doing business reforms. We haven't seen that yet. Identify a couple of things. Hit me with five bullet points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and let's get it done before 2026. This is the foundation, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You see you tomorrow. Godspeed.
Foundation.